Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis. We are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to finish off the beautiful Siman Tof Reishud Aleph and start Tof Reishud Beis. So we begin on Ayin Hey Amud Aleph with Sif Beis, three lines from the bottom. The Mechaber tells us, Kol Melacha Shechayavim Olea B'Shabbos, Chayavim Olea B'Yom Kippur. The Isurim, the prohibitions on Shabbos, parallel the prohibitions on Yom Kippur. Anything that's also on Shabbos is also forbidden to be done on Yom Kippur. Albeit the punishments are different, as the Mechaber will tell us. The Chol Shabbos Potter of a loss, or anything that's also made the Rabbanon. The first statement was Isurim Daraisa, are applicable both on Shabbos and Yontif, and the same thing, Chol Shabbos Potter of a loss, which means a Din the Rabbanon, Gam B'Yom Kippur and Kain, are also forbidden to be done on Yom Kippur. And again, the difference is Elo Shabbos Zona B'Skila, on Shabbos punishments for being over intentionally, and Isur Daraisa, Rechmono Litzlan with Edim, and Hasra, an appropriate warning, Yerachayv Skila, stoning, and in Yom Kippur, Zdona Karis, a slightly lower capital punishment known as Karis, of course, which we've defined and explained many times previously, a lot of different definitions for this. It's basically he's going to be killed by a Kodesh Baruch Hu at a young age, and you will not have children, those encompassing some of the definitions of Karis. So this is a very, very serious prohibition. Again, all the Yisurim on Shabbos and Yom Tov are identical, just the level of severity is different in terms of Shabbos being more severe than Yom Kippur. Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Dalet tells us, Megama Idna, nowadays, they know Egdin and Fashas, even though today we don't have capital crimes, they call Makom, Nafkamina, Linyan, Kimle, Bidirabamine. There is still a practical ramifications of this in terms of if a person transgresses two sins at the same time, so you're only obligated for the more severe one, and if one involves a financial penalty and the other one's an Isser, so you don't have to pay the financial penalty. This is the famous statement of Kimle Midirabamine. Bachova Bechavir B'Shabbos, for example, if you do damage to somebody on Shabbos that involves an Isser Daraisa in terms of the Chavala, but you also damaged his shirt. You Rechmon Litzlan killed somebody on Shabbos and you shot him and you destroyed his shirt because the bullet went through his shirt and his body at the same time. So Kivan Dahayim Mechuyav Misa B'Dei Adam, since technically you would be Chayav a capital crime from Beis Din, you do not have to pay the money for the shirt. And this applies even if it wasn't b'meis, it was done by accident, the same rules apply, as it's written down in Shulchan Aruch, where these dinam are mechoshe mishpat, kidvur mechoshe mishpat, simon tov chav dalet, sif beis, mashen kim yom kippur, mashen bo rak kares. This doesn't apply with the din of kares, so it applies in the nafkamina only with a capital crime punishable by beis din, and not with kares. So that's an important practical nafkamina between these dinam. The issue for number two, however, does remind us that Rashi in the Gemara and Bava Metzia, as well as Tosos in Sanhedrin, bring down that to be Yotzei Bidei Shamayim in this situation, a person should pay the amount that he caused the damage. And this is brought down by the Aruch HaShulchan as well, Lehalocha. On the other hand, the Chiddushi Aran says, in the name of the Rabbeinu David, if in fact you do not have to pay based upon this principle, so then you technically are part to even Bidei Shamayim. Chaber continues and he writes, "V'chol she'asul l'taltalo b'Shabbos, anything that is forbidden to be moved on Shabbos, so asul l'taltalo b'Yom Kippur. The same dinim of muktza of tiltal on Shabbos apply to Yom Kippur as well." Then he continues and he says, "V'tiru, however, the rabbis did permit you on Yom Kippur l'kanev yarek." And the Bir Hagol he says the definition of l'kanev means lachtoch min hayerek hatolush, to go and chop up things or to cut things from something that's already detached from the ground. Of course, you're not allowed to detach from the ground. That's an issa daraisa. But if something is detached from the ground, so you're allowed to go and chop that up on Yom Kippur. That's the definition that the Bir Hagol has. The Mishnah Berurah brings that down as well as another definition. Let's finish reading the Mechaber first. V'tiru l'kanei v'yerek, v'liftsoei goes, it ought to go and crack walnuts. Min ha-mincha ulamala kishecho b'chol. When Yom Kippur falls out on a weekday, not on Shabbos, so then the rabbis permitted you to go and do these activities. They only assumed the rabbanim potentially, so the rabbis said, hey mamru v'hey mamru. They said that you're normally not allowed to do this, but here we're letting you do this because of reasons that the Mishnah Berurah will explain. Min ha-mincha l'mala, from the time of mincha in the afternoon of Yom Kippur and onwards. And this is, again, kishecho b'chol, only on a weekday, not when it's on Shabbos. Shabbos, we're concerned that you'll do this on another Shabbos, we don't let you do this, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah as well. But then the Mechaber concludes, and he says, v'idna nogu l'esra, because people unfortunately took advantage of this and went beyond what was allowed by the rabbis, so the rabbis then stopped this entire kula and said, no, you can't do this even on the afternoon of Yom Kippur. Now let's see inside the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah first in Sif Katan Hey tells us that there are different definitions of what l'kanei v'yerek means. Yei sheperishu thai k'nivahu shenosein o mechatei cha'olim min ha'klochim ha'tlushim. That's what the Bir Hagol said, that you take already detached things from the ground and cut them up further. K'dei la'shvosim, to make them nice and even, shemuchonim la'chatchon b'er, so that you can easily chop it up and eat it that night. Even though you seemingly are preparing on Yom Kippur for Chol, Matzah Yom Kippur, which one might have thought is not allowed, and it normally is not allowed, here they hitiru, they allow this. So this way, a person wouldn't have to start doing this when Matzah Yom Kippur starts and he's hungry, and it would be very difficult for him. So rabbis didn't institute this rabbinical prohibition in this situation. That's the first definition. Then the Mishnah brings down a second definition, and this one is seen in the Shavuot Tzion Ozayin. It's from the Rashba and the Ran. It's also brought down by the Pri Chodesh and the Vilna Gaon. Yesha Pirshu, the Kniva, that this type of Kniva is referring to Hadochas Hayeret Vusarachayeret, the rinsing of the vegetables for the evening usage. Bishari Gam Kimi Tamanal, and it was permitted for the same exact reasons that we just said. Dirshu footnote number 11 brings down, however, Sha'osula Diach Peros Bemayim Kidil Osir Sabsol Shalayim. But in Hilchos Shabbos, you're not allowed to do this because of an Isser of Borer. You're removing the Shmutz, and that's a Borer. You're removing the bad, the dirt that's on them from the good. So that's also Minat Torah, according to the Bir Halacha. And Isser at Torah aren't permitted because of Agmas Nefesh, because it would be difficult for you for Matzah Shabbos. How are you allowed to do this? So the Shalos Shuvas Dovi Mesharim answers that here we're dealing with Yerek Noki, with relatively clean vegetables, and you're only being rinsing it, you're only madicho kedil hasib solus to get rid of a little bit of the extra stuff, but right now it could be eaten, and you're just doing this to make it softer so it'll be able to be eaten more easily, so there's no issa daraisa involved. The issue foot number 6 brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal an interesting idea. Can you talk about what would you like to eat on Matzah Yom Kippur, on Yom Kippur? And he says that technically is mutter, and he says even before the mincha that's allowed. Why? He says we don't have the issa of daber dovor on Yom Kippur, because on Shabbos, she'asu l'daber b'Shabbos, dover she'asu l'asos b'Shabbos, mishum she'geder ha'isa she'daber dover, the reasoning behind it is, she'tzarech adam l'hargish b'Shabbos, kilu komalach to asuya. So on Shabbos, the whole idea is you shouldn't talk about mundane things like that is because you're supposed to not be thinking about that on Shabbos because all your work is done for you on Shabbos. So therefore, Chazal said, don't talk about it. The Dibur Atzmo is considered like Melacha. As opposed to in Yom Kippur, the idea of food preparations, Lo Shaykh was an initial Melacha. There's no Melacha involved, and therefore, technically, the rabbis did not make it also to talk about what you're going to break your fast on Yom Kippur on Yom Kippur. Again, maybe not the most important thing to talk about on Yom Kippur, but let's say husband and wife have to prepare for the children. They have teenage children. They're going to be hungry, so they'll have to talk about what they're going to break the fast on. Next, Mr. Barus of Kotten Vav tells us that you'll have to go and crack the walnuts. Why? So they'll be prepared. It takes a while to crack them, and they'll be able to eat them right away. Matzah Yom Kippur. So you won't have to waste your time when you're hungry and tired after the fast to go and do this. So therefore, the rabbis permitted it. Only Sivkot and Zayin in the Mishnah Berurah, Min HaMincha L'Mala, only from Mincha time and onwards. Rotsu Lomar, what the Mechaber is telling us, the Mishnah Berurah says, is Mincha Ketana. This is Mincha Ketana, not Mincha Gedola. Shusamach Le'erev, it's already almost nightfall, so the rabbis permitted you to do this in this situation. This is when you were on a week, they would normally be preparing your supper. So the rabbis allowed you to do this now. It's recognizable that you're doing this not for Yom Kippur, but you're doing this for the nighttime. But before Mincha Ketana, it's not allowed because then it looks like you're doing it for Yom Kippur, which of course is not allowed. Then in Sivkot and Ches, the Mishnah Berurah says, Kishuchol b'chol, this is only when Yom Kippur is on a weekday. Avo Kishuchol Yom Kippur b'Shabbos, if Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, lo yitiru, the rabbis did not permit you to do this. Why? Because you may make a mistake. Kedei Shaliyov u'lasus came b'chol Shabbos ha'shoshana, lochim b'yom, l'tzorech laila. People say, hey, last week I prepared at 5 o'clock in the afternoon for Matzah Yom Kippur, which was also Matzah Shabbos, so next week on Shabbos, why can't I prepare this week for Matzah Shabbos as well? Bottom line is, Sivkot and Tes, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Mechaber concluded and said, "Vo'idna nagul eser." Why? Lefisha bedoros achron, because Nebuch in the later years, nowadays, his chilu lekalkel. The people took advantage of this. They made a mistake. Ulamayil asus dvarim elu kol mincha. They said, "Oh, if you can do it at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, mincha ketana, you can do it at 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning." Lefichal bitlu leheter dekniv asyerek upsiyase gozum legamri. But the rabbi said, "You took advantage, and we're going to take away the whole kula, and therefore lemaisa." The Mechaber says, "We don't allow this kula preparing the foods on late in the afternoon on Yom Kippur for Yom Kippur night." Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Hago im nofla the lake of Yom Kippur, if chumana tzlan of fire comes out on Yom Kippur, mutar lahatzel suda achas letzorech laila, kmo shematzel b'Shabbos lesuda smincha." Brings us down from the Ran. We had a whole discussion about this in Shulchan Aruch when we went through these halachos on Shabbos, or Rechmona Tzlan of fire on Shabbos. So again, I must stress, and the Ramah is going to stress it as well, this is only talking about when there's absolutely zero chance of Pikuach Nefashos. Since Lamaisa, that never is the case, none of these laws apply, and you put out the fire on Shabbos. Now, what they're talking here about is when there is zero chance of Pikuach Nefashos, so you're only allowed to save one meal for Matzei Yom Kippur. So that is the din that the Ramah is telling us about. So if the fire comes out in the afternoon on Yom Kippur, you can save one meal for Matzah Yom Kippur. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Yod, Shalach Yom Kippur, you can eat something Matzah Yom Kippur. Kedei Shalo Yitztarchu L'Sanos Ad Od Kishalo Yeh Lohem Malachot. Because if you don't save the food, they're going to have anything to eat and they have to keep on fasting, which would be very, very difficult, obviously, for a person to do. The issue footnotes number 15 and 16 bring down additional dinim in this regard, Ayin Shom. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Yod Aleph tells us, Rotzul Lomar, the Ramah is telling us over here, Afilu Noflu Deleika Bitzorayim, even if the fire in Nebuch was in the afternoon, Achash Achlu Sudashachos, after you normally would have eaten the morning meal, the Chanal B'Simin Shil Namadalit, you're allowed to save one meal. Again, now we read the Ramah, very, very important. Ukvar Nizbar Simin Shin Lamadala, where this was discussed in Shulchan Aruch and Shin Lamadala in Hilchos Shabbos. Kates had no argument with Manazib, the Lake of Shabbos, that nowadays this doesn't apply because there is always a risk of Pikuach Nefashos. We live in cities, we live in villages even, that the houses are near each other. And if you don't put out the fire in your house, it could lead and spread to all the other houses and Rahman al-Islam cause a terrible destruction of both life and potentially Gaiva could cause Ava. So therefore, we put it out. And therefore, Vuadim Yom Kippur, the same laws apply on Yom Kippur. So there's no games over here. You put out the fire only in a situation where there's zero chance of Pikuach Nefashos. So in that situation, you wouldn't be allowed to put out the fire. But otherwise, we put out the fire. Then the Ramah continues and says, we allow the children to play with walnuts. He brings down from the Aguda and the Mariel. And we let them play with this even before Mincha time. And the reason is, he brings down his own personal reason. Since we're going to let you go crack the walnuts, so we'll let the kids play with the walnuts. And even before Mincha Gedolim, they get cracked. Sivkot Yud Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'davka l'shulchan, you only allow them to play on the shulchan. V'lo agad b'karka, but we don't let them play on the ground because the osid l'shuri gumos. Because as the issue number 18 brings down, they're going to want to have the walnuts. It's like marbles, so you want to have a nice smooth path. So the kids are going to go and smooth out the ground, so there are no bumps or little depressions in the dirt floors. And therefore, that's an issue of l'shuri gumos. So therefore, they only can play on a hard surface. K'moshu kosov simin shin la'maches, it brings down from the Morgan of Rome, like we learned in Hilchos Shabbos." And the issue footnote number 17 brings down the din in terms of is it our floors are different today? We don't have dirt floors. Ayin Shom, again, we discuss all of these halachos as well in Simin Shin Lamed Ches. With this, we conclude the beautiful Simin Tav Reshit Aleph, and we start Tav Reshit Beis. Now, Tav Reshit Beis starts to deal with the Isser of Kares of eating on Yom Kippur. So we start with the Mechaber Sif Aleph. Ha'ochel b'Yom HaKippurim, if Rechmona L'Slan, somebody eats intentionally on Yom Kippur, kikosev ha'sagasa, the amount that you eat, the shear that you eat, in order to be chayev, Rechmona L'Slan Kares, you're not allowed to eat a mashu, even chatzi shear is also in a Torah, but the din that you would be chayev, a korban chatas, for example, if you ate it by accident, and the shear for which if Edim gave you hasra, you could get malchus for, is kikosev ha'sagasa. A kikosevis is a date, and gasa means a large date. And in the Bir Halacha, in Dibur HaMasko, kikosevis hagasa, so the Chofetz Chaim brings down from the Gemara that this includes the date im garinosa. This includes the pit of the date itself, which is normally not edible. So he says, L'chora, therefore, if you ate just the date itself, you would be potter, because even though you ate a whole date, you were missing the size of the garin, and therefore, ha-garin ba'atzmo en letzarfo sharekoshu, the date seed inside the pit is hard and it's not considered royal achilas adam, and therefore lefize afilu below biyachad, even if you did eat it imapri with the fruit, so you ate an entire date with its seed, lechore ain't a moil, that wouldn't technically make you chai because you didn't eat enough, because as he concludes later on, the reasoning behind this is that you have to, the whole idea of not eating on Yom Kippur is that you shouldn't remove the affliction of not eating, as we say lasuve daite, that's the lashon that we use to say you're no longer afflicted. And less than this shear of the kosevas hagasa, which means an entire kosevas hagasa without the seed, but you have to take into account the seed for the shear, so it's a date plus, and therefore he says it wouldn't be chayiv. However, he does bring down, the Gemara in Shabbos does say that there are some types of dates that have soft seeds that are able to be eaten, and are considered royal achilas adam, so that would be different. He says the whole situation, sarachian, lemaisa, what is the actual shear? It depends probably on each type of food that you're eating. The issue footnote number 1 has a whole discussion about this as well, and he concludes, Shegedar Yisr Eino Yisr Achil of Shsia. The understanding of eating on Yom Kippur, drinking on Yom Kippur, isn't that if you eat or drink anything, that is the Shia Daraisa. Of course, you're not allowed to even eat a mashu, as I pointed out already. Chatzi Shia is also in the Torah, but the shear over here that we're talking about that would make you chayav either a carbon chatas or malchus with hasra, or would make you rachmanu l'slan chayav karis from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you did this intentionally, would be the amount that removes bitul ha'inoy, that no longer makes you afflicted by eating this amount. And that's a set amount, no matter how big or large or small a person is, that is a set amount, as we'll see. So in any event, the shear over here for eating on Yom Kippur that you're b'chayiv for is a koseves hagasa. V'upachos mikabetzamad. It's a little bit less, this shear, than an egg. And he adds, v'shear zeh shovel chalodim. As I pointed out a minute ago, this shear is regardless of whether you're a large person or a small person. Bein l'ananas, a very, very short person, a dwarf, a midget, bein l'og melech haboshen, or whether you're the giant og melech haboshen, this is the shear, this is the amount the Chazal said. Any person who eats this will no longer be considered fully afflicted. He has yisuvi das, he has a little bit of a comfort, and therefore that's the iser. Mishnah Berurah Sukkot and Aleph tells us, afal gavdu chol yisurei Torah mishar mechazayis. Normally, when we say eating, we go by kezayis. So cause a hechad d'chsi v'achil. That's because that's dealing with eating, as opposed to here. Masha ein kein b'yom kippur. In Yom Kippur, it's not just an issur of eating. Lokasiv achila doesn't say that you're not allowed to eat. Elo mona hakosav es v'achila b'loshon ino. It says afflict yourself. Kedusiv a nefesh shelo suneh, a nefesh that is not afflicted. B'kim lul chachamim, and the rabbis had a kabbalah. The b'pachos mik kosevis. If you have less than this date, this large date, lomiyas v'dayti klal, you won't get any benefit in removing the affliction. Vari hu roiv, you're still going to be hungry, umu'une, and afflicted, kivatchila, like you were beforehand. And he says, look at the bir halacha, I'm the bir halacha, which we already did, dira masu kisovas agasa. Sivkot and Beis, that this share of kisovas agasa is less than a size of an egg, wrote lomar, beitz abeninis, a average-sized egg. And Dirshu, footnotes number 3, 4, and 5, discuss exactly what is the shear. Niskatnu ha-beitzim nowadays, according to some, our beitzim are half the size of their beitzim. So look in those Dirshu footnotes for the actual size of the beitzah. And we've learned previously in Shulchan Aruch as well what the physical, literal dimensions are nowadays for us. Mishbur continues, says, Ayin adagum rava, shekosa de kabeitza omer kan, hu beli klipa. This is the egg without the shell. Ubechuvas binyan siyo, nachadoshos, cholikal, if he disagrees. Okay. Sivkot and Gimel, this is one shear for everybody. The Mishbur says, the kimlu lechachamim, the rabbis have this kabbalah. The bishir zeh, with this amount, no matter who you are, small or large, zeh miyasva daiti, that will make you more comfortable. The kol odam ma'atu harbi, even a small or a large person, will get some benefit from this, they won't feel famished. Ubabasmi zeh, but less than this amount, lo miyasva daiti, the shomanish. No person, even a small person, will not get benefit from having just a morsel, less than this kosevas agasa. V'hinei ma'ashahor elonu ha'mechaber shirlinu chiyov afti surahu afil b'choshu. Again, the Mechaber is telling us this shear over here, not to imply that less than that is allowed. No. Chatzi shear is also in the Torah. Kedilakam on sifhei, as we'll see. Ayin Shalom, we've seen it already previously in many other situations. So why is he telling us this shear? Nishum denav kaminim, he said, the practical ramifications are linen and this could be simen tof reishut ches, that we'll learn in Mitzvah Shem, odo schole, that regard to a person who's sick, that this shear is critical because you're allowed to feed them, that mechilim also pochus mikashir. You can give them what we call pochus mikashir, a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time, so therefore they're never over the issue of karis. That's why when it's permissible to give somebody to eat, but they can do it in a way that they don't have to eat it all at once. Again, it's pikuach lefashos, so you give them everything without thinking about it. But it's not pikuach lefashos right now. They just have to eat. So then you give them a little bit, stop. Wait a little bit, stop, and then wait. And this way, they'll never have the shear, which is an amount, as well within a certain span of time, as we'll see, kidei achilas pras, in order to never have to be over the issur of kares. And this way, you get around the more severe prohibition, even though you have to eat on Yom Kippur. So therefore, that's the best of both worlds. Sif base. Kolo acholim mitzvah from the shear zeh. All foods can combine to make the shear of koseves hagasa. Afilu melech, even the salt, shalabasar that's on the meat, but tzir shalayarek, or the brine that's on the vegetable. Aval achilu shasiyah, but eating and drinking themselves together ain't a mitzvah. So if you have less than the shear of achil, less than the shear of shasiyah, you can't combine them together to make the shear. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Dalet explains the boy in lahachshir sa'ochav, because these salts and brine come to make the food more edible. The chodav shabol hachshus ocha, anything that makes the food more edible, choshu kocha, has the same status as the food. The issue footnote number 8 explains what the chiddush is in this. Ayin sham. Mishabur continues, says, Uadin bishara pito biyayin obimayim. If you dip your bread into water or wine, mitstarfa yayin obimayim lapas, then it does add to the shear. We don't say this is a solid and a liquid. No, this is now all solid. Sivkot and hay, but a solid and liquid separately do not combine. Shim ocha pochus mikosevis, if you eat less than a kosevis, and then bishosa gamki pochus bishir, you drink less than the shear of drinking, so they don't combine. Ainim it starves biach lechaibo, they won't make you make the shear of the Isser Karis. The Kim Lula Chacham, because the rabbis understood, she ain't datum in Sesheves Makacha, a person will not get full Yisuvi Das from this. You need to have either the full share of the eating or the full share of the drinking. With this, we conclude today's shiur.